All right. Welcome, everybody. It's Terry and Sherry, but she's not on the microphone
and
for
Sherry,
whatever
I'm
reason.
I'm just not ready. Sorry. Go ahead. You can talk.
Yeah, absolutely I can. So it's Thursday afternoon, guys. It's kind of overcast. I know we don't talk weather all the time, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It is cold out. It is stupid cold out.
Supposed to be, and we had a nice tease earlier in the week with some fantastic warm weather that just, I was happy just because the sun was shining.
Well, yeah, it was 20 degrees in Toronto on Monday.
Right?
It was amazing.
I know.
So.
Did you miss playing Life is a Highway?
No, I didn't. I intentionally didn't put it on today.
No, okay.
So I figured I wouldn't start.
It is, because we're going on a road trip, so why isn't it a highway?
Well, it is, but listen, I'm just doing Green Halloween today.
Okay, why don't you tell everyone what we're going to talk about?
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about Green Halloween, or St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
So we like to call it Green Halloween, because everybody dresses up like they're Irish.
So as a reminder for our listeners or any new listeners, Terry was born and raised in Northern Ireland. So this is basically like a family holiday when it is St. Patrick's Day, as well as the day after St. Patrick's Day is actually his birthday. So
absolutely.
If you celebrate right through midnight, then you're into Terry's birthday, and he does like days that are about him.
I sure do.
You do.
Yeah, I sure do.
And then two back-to-back are fantastic.
I know, it's crazy. So anyway, I'm going to play I'm going to play all Irish songs today by Irish artists, but and I shouldn't say that. So the first band is Irish artists, but it's a Canadian band.
Oh, interesting.
So they're called the Gurriers. And they are members of My Hurling.
Oh, right. This is a local one.
This
so I get points for local
band.
Music.
I do. I get local points.
So I hope so Ken's listening.
Alan is in the band, and they actually just played last weekend in London. They did an event in London. But I was reaching out to him, and I was saying, hey, listen, what's the best songs you've got in your repertoire? And he gave me a couple, and I'm playing one of these today, and then I'm going to play another one tomorrow night on my show. So here we go. We're going to start with a little Gurrier. And this one's called Inhibitions. So here we go.
Follow my
Sure.
I liked it. That was really good.
Yeah, I think so too. They were,
it's like a little appetizer of Irish music.
Absolutely, a little appetizer.
We're going to get into the main course
soon. And a moosh-boosh.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You can tell your friend Alan that he was the appetizer for our show.
I actually already sent him a text.
I'm sure you did.
So, let's talk about what we did on the weekend past. We went on the Irish parade. St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, we did, right. Yeah, we did a lot of things, but we did go to the Irish Parade in Kingston. There was a march from Skeleton Park down to the Tiernagh, and there was a good 200 people, maybe. And there were Irish Wolfhounds, and there was the Queen's Cheerleaders and the Queen's Band and your, what's it called, Irish Football Club?
Yeah, and a fan, yeah.
Right, I can't say that, so I got to call an Irish Football Club.
So we're the Irish Football Hurling Sports and Leisure Club, I think, is what we're going with.
That's a lot of words.
It is a lot of words. I'm just like, let's just call it a fun time. That was great. There was a guy dressed up as St. Patrick, which I thought was funny.
That was pretty funny, right?
And then there was people laid wreaths. So before we get going, we actually had a moment of silence, and we laid wreaths for different people and different communities within the Irish community.
The Irish who sacrificed for us to be here.
Yeah, up in Skeleton Park. So apparently there's a mass grave up there with thousands of Irish people.
Yes, that's why it's called Skeleton Park.
Yeah, I didn't...
It's technically called McBurney Park, but it's called Skeleton Park.
Yeah, and that's fair, but I thought it was really nice. I thought that was a really nice part of it, and then to have the actual band lead us down and have a full proper parade. I didn't know what to expect. I got to be honest. I was like, oh, okay, this is just going to be a bunch of guys laughing and joking, walking down the street, but it was pretty intense and proper.
I was actually really pleased with the food at the Tiernagh. So shout out to the Tiernagh.
Yeah, they put on a good spread.
It's not somewhere that we go often. I don't know why. We just don't. And the food was fantastic, so we were really happy. But then we jumped in the car and drove to Toronto.
Yeah. And it was like 17 degrees when we got there on Sunday night.
Yeah, it was really... can I tell my funny story?
Sure.
So I was going to speak at an International Women's Day event.
Oh, you're telling this.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like 9 o'clock in the morning that I needed to be there. So obviously I didn't want to travel from Kingston in the morning and worry about traffic or accidents or being delayed or anything, because I never like to let anybody down. So Terry kindly booked us a hotel right by Toronto City Hall, because I said I have to be at Toronto City Hall by 9 a.m. and I want to be really close. And he did that. It was lovely.
Got to be right at City Hall.
Right there.
So we're literally one block away.
So then he took me there first thing in the morning, like drove me because he was going on his way somewhere else. And I walked into City Hall and asked which room it was in. And he said, I don't know, lady, not this building. So I was very silly and read the instructions incorrectly. And it was actually at Metro Hall in Toronto, not City Hall.
15-minute walk away.
And Metro Hall is not City Hall. And yes, it was an additional 15-minute walk away. But it was a lovely morning. I got some exercise. I listened to some music. So I take everything with a grain of salt and some positivity. And I was still ample early because I left lots of buffer. And that was my silliness. And then I did speak at an International Women's Day event in Toronto on Monday.
Yeah, it was I looked at, how we share our location, and your location did not show City Hall.
You're like, you're not there anymore. Where'd you go?
Where are you going for lunch? 15 minutes away. And
right.
You're like, no, this is where I meant to be.
Right. That was the correct place.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, so lots of nonsense just going along with the theme.
And then, it was just a great day.
Well, then we spent the night in Toronto again. Because our son was coming home from Halifax and we had a late pickup at the airport. And then you had work in Toronto on Tuesday. So my son and I just hung out and did work from the hotel. And it was lovely. All was good in the world.
Yeah. And I had the worst experience with a pizza store. Can I tell that crazy little experience?
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. So Monday night, we're we get back to the hotel. I ask Karen if he's hungry, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm a bit peckish. We can have some food."
That's not really what he said. He was really hungry.
Yeah, so you know,
not just a bit peckish.
Not a bit peckish. He was starving. I didn't want to be dramatic. I was just a bit peckish. So we order some pizza, and we call first. We called to it was Domino's.
Doesn't matter. Get to the
anyway, we call this pizza place, and they go, "We just want to confirm your address." And we're like, "So I give them the address, and they go, "Yeah, let me check." And she goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry. You're 7.3 kilometers away, and our delivery zone is 7 kilometers. And I said to her, I was so annoyed. I was like, "Do you want me to walk to the other end of the hotel and meet you?
Right.
Because that's about the 300 meters that you're away from falling into the zone."
It.
And she was like, "No, we're just not going to do it." And then hung up. And I was like, "Yeah, okay."
You had some curt words for her.
Oh my gosh. I was so annoyed. I was like, "I can meet you outside." Like literally nonsense.
My point was clearly that wasn't the owner, because the owner who actually collects the revenue would definitely have gone the extra 300 meters. But the person who answered the phone didn't care.
No.
And she just said, "Not helping you."
It was like an $80 bill. I was like, "Whatever." Okay.
All right.
So anyway, that was my nonsense and my nonsense with pizza on Monday.
Okay. What about more music? What are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear this this great guy. His name's Christy Moore. He does some really interesting, fun stuff. He does a song called The DTs, or The Delirious Tremors. We're not going to speak. He talks about drinking and trying to stay up on a surfboard after 14 pounds of stout. Which is a kind of an homage to the Guinness ad where there's a guy riding a surfboard with a toucan on his head and he's drinking.
Okay.
So that's what that is. We're not playing that song. We're playing a song by him called Back Home in Derry, which is where my family's from.
Okay.
So I thought I would play that one.
This one's for you then.
It is. This one's for me and my family.
Out from the sweet town of Derry, for Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, the marks of our fetters we carried. In the rusty iron chains we cried for our wains, a good woman we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, a curse as we heard on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. O'Doherty screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert dying. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel, Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay, how many will reach their receiver? Them to hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43, we buried our comrades each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in a time, endless night without dawn. Back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Van Diemen's land is a hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery, where the climate is raw and a gun makes the law, neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond, my comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same, on the cold winds of the night you will find me. Oh, I wish I was
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
All right, well, what'd you think of that song?
I thought it was sad, so I wanted to lighten it up with a relevant story, so there is a segue here, but that was sad.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it's talking about the tough times when some of the Irish Catholics were taken and sent in prison ships down to, or not prison ships, where they were taken captive and taken down to Australia by the English.
Well, that is sad, but I like the DVD music
Doherty?
Better.
Mr. Doherty was in there?
I did hear that, yes. There was a Mr. Doherty in there.
There was.
I wanted to tell the story. So when we were much younger, I'm going to say maybe when we were 30 or something
and
like that.
We were in our 30s, for sure.
30s, for sure. We lived in Barrie, Ontario, and Terry's best man, I was going to say maid of honor.
No, best man, my cousin. Yep.
Yeah, Terry's best man for our wedding was his cousin that was from Ireland, so he had come over for our wedding. But then he came over again when we were in our 30s with his girlfriend slash wife. I'm not sure what their status is, doesn't matter. Came over with someone, they were visiting Canada, and we had like so much fun with them. They were great to hang out with, and they were from Derry.
Yes.
And we have this running joke in our household because one night, getting towards the end of their trip, she drank way too much.
Oh my gosh.
And was crying all night in her very Irish accent, saying, "I want to go home to Derry. I want to go home to Derry." She, and she just was sobbing hysterically, but it was really just the drink that was talking.
Yeah, it was
and
so funny.
For our whole lives, we've always said, like, "I want to go home to Derry." Anyways, yeah. I was chuckling about that while I was listening to that sad song because it's much lighter than that song was.
I mean, he's got a ton of great songs. I just thought I would put it in there for Back Home in Derry, and it's Christy Moore, and he does some really good stuff. This whole day of music for me is just commemorating all the things Irish.
Right, I know. So do you have a lighter song coming up next?
I do, actually. I got a great song called Gloria.
All right, let's talk about
by
that
U2.
One.
So it's just, it's an early song for U2. It's going back, we're talking 80s.
Okay.
Early 80s, like early U2. I mean, they were a 70s band. They started in the 70s, been together for a very, very long time. Almost 50 years at this point.
That's amazing.
And the band's never changed. The band has been the band from, you know, day one.
Yeah, same like Garth Brooks. Remember, he had people in his band, had been in his band for 30 years.
Yeah, 84.
That's amazing.
When he was just starting out, I remember him talking about that specifically. But yeah, so this is a great U2 number. What I was trying to do, I was like, oh, I could play Sunday Bloody Sunday. I could play Pride. I could play all the big hits, Beautiful Day, One, all those things. And I'm like, you know what? I was going to play TikTok 11 o'clock, but I'm like, now, you know what? I'm going to play Gloria. It's a really loud, boisterous song.
Oh, good. Okay.
And yeah,
I want to get up and dance in the booth.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
All
here
right.
We go. Little Gloria, U2.
I'm not afraid to
Did you like it?
I do like that.
Much
yes.
better, right?
Yes, much better. Let's stay in the happy music.
Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting because that song is actually sung in English and Gaelic. Oh. Or sorry, in Latin, okay. Which is basically what you learned in school in the olden days, right? Now they're trying to make it law that Irish becomes the national language in Ireland.
Okay.
So there's a big push on to actually go back to speaking Gaelic or
Shouldn't
Irish.
It, be?
It should have been, but it in the schools, in the Catholic school system, it was Latin. That's what, you know, because it was taught by the priests and the nuns and the sisters and all the things, it was Latin. So they didn't actually push Irish.
Okay.
It was run by England, right? The North is run by England. So they weren't pushing speaking Irish.
Okay.
They actually don't want it. But anyway, it's a pretty interesting song. And it's actually also an homage to Van Morrison's song from 1964, Gloria, as well. So there's all sorts of connotations in the song, but I think it's a pretty cool song. It's an actual song from 1981 from the album, one of their first albums called October. And I loved it. I thought it's
great. You love everything, you too.
I do. It is my favorite band in the world.
There are also a lot of great songs called Gloria. I don't know why that's such a popular name.
Well, I think it has to do with the Bible, right? It's, you know, a lot of things about, you know, being glorious or Gloria. I mean, there's a, and again, they, if you look up the song itself, they actually reference Psalms, Colossians, James. Like, there's just a ton of Bible references in that song.
Okay. So they're also not newly naming anybody Gloria. You never meet a baby anymore named Gloria. When you think about, like, we talk about those names.
Those names?
Like, yeah, now everybody's name is Haley or Kelsey or something like that.
Yeah.
But you don't meet any babies named Gloria.
Yeah.
You can always tell somebody's age by their name.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can for sure tell somebody's age by their name.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got next after that?
So this one is not a fast song. It's called Farewell, Farewell.
Oh, I don't want to get depressed again. Come on.
All right, well, let me flip over.
No, you can do it.
I'll jump around and then we'll see how much time we have left.
Okay.
So, because I do like this next song, then I'm going to flip to this.
Okay.
And
I'll tell my story about, I think I might have mentioned it previously, but we went to see Seven Drunken Irishmen
Nights.
Or Seven
no.
Drunken something.
Seven Drunken Nights.
Right. And it was a story. It was a story of Ireland. And in my head, we were going to go see a happy Irish music thing that took place in a pub. And I was going to laugh and there was going to be dee-dee-dee music and everything. And it was so sad.
So
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like to be sad.
Well, I got to be honest with you. It was the life of the Dubliners.
Right. That's
so
what it was.
It was the story of the Dubliners. And the song is called Seven Drunken Nights. And it takes you through the life of these people in Dublin and the times and the tough times they went through. Like, I mean, not everything is sweeties and roses, as we like to say.
Well, I do like, you always say that I like unicorns and Care Bears or something like
right?
that. I do. I like all the happy things.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not all what it was about. And it was a really good story. I thought it was great. The singing, the music, and the theatrics was good. And
it's just sad. I like to go out of a show, like, tapping my toe and singing a song that was great, like when I saw Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I walked out of that kind of sad.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, here we go. You love this band, so I'm excited to play this for you.
Okay, who is it?
So it's Boyzone.
Okay, I do like Boyzone.
And you'll love the song Pictures of You.
Okay, let's do that one then.
All right, we'll do that. Then we'll come back, we'll talk about our weekend and what we're doing, and we'll go from there.
Take, I couldn't see. This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Another new show I didn't know about.
Right? I like all the new shows.
I do too. I love the girl that plays before us.
Yeah, one of the great things about this radio station is how eclectic the music is and how you have really free reign with some bumpers, but mostly free reign to play what you like and what you're into, and hopefully other people like it too.
Yeah, I mean, we play something different every week, right?
Like, we really do.
Yeah, it is really 30 years of nonsense. So let's talk about tomorrow night. So tomorrow night at Wild Wings is going to be great. We're calling the whole a night Green Halloween. So I've got a nice bottle of whiskey that I'm going to be giving away to somebody who either wears green, dresses a leprechaun, dresses in a costume that's green, just anything green for tomorrow night. I don't care. Hat, t-shirt, shorts, pants.
Okay, but not everybody gets a bottle. You get put in a draw for a bottle.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. I'm not giving away like 50, 60 bottles of whiskey. I am giving away one bottle of whiskey.
To like the best costume. To the best costume.
No. I'm going to do tickets.
Oh, just random?
And random tickets. So yeah, if you're in, you're in.
Okay.
So it's just got to be a random draw. We'll do it at the end of the night when we do our other stuff. And I'm looking forward to it. So, because for me, it is Green Halloween for me. I do love it. I really do.
I encourage everyone to look up the Stage One Sound social media.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I think 30 Years of Nonsense, I posted it on as well. But we had lots of fun recreating your character that we use for advertising for Stage One Sound. And for a while, he's been the Cat in the Hat. But for this purpose, he is actually a leprechaun. And I love playing with photos with ChatGPT. I often do it in the car when we're together just because it's amusing to say, make us look like Fred and Wilma Flintstone or something.
And it does.
It does. It's really fantastic.
But what's really interesting about this is I think it's the final creation that came out actually has the turntables with little shamrocks in them too.
Oh, I don't know if that's the one I used.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. So
I had
the one
whichever
I have.
Last version I had on my phone.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it's the Irish flag on the jersey. It says he's got the little Irish beard and the hat.
He looks actually quite a lot like you.
He kind of does a little bit, I'm going to be honest.
All right, tell us about the rounds.
So the rounds tomorrow night, we're going to do Irish or Not, so is the first round. So I've got a bunch of Canadian Celtic bands mixed in with Irish bands. So you're going to tell me the name of the artist, the song, and then you're going to put a C or an I beside it.
Okay.
So it'll be out of 60. So it'll be, instead of being our regular 40, it'll be out of 60 because you got to tell me if it's Irish or Canadian.
Okay.
So that is a little bit of fun. And the second round, we're going to just do all decades. So I've put some songs together, some fun songs, all decades. I just want it to be a fun night tomorrow night. Not that I don't any other night, but I just want it to be that much more fun. So all decades in round two. 2.5, we're going to do the drop the needle again.
Oh, everybody liked
that. Everybody loved that. That's great. So thank you, Corey, for bringing that up. And then we're going to do a 90s, 2000s fun round. So some songs we haven't played in a while, we're going to throw those in there. And then, so that's round three. And then the final round is called March Break Tunes. So tunes that kind of get me going. Everybody's going away for vacation on March break.
Yes.
So some travel tunes.
Like beach things, like
you
spring
might,
break.
Yeah, you'll see. It's March
okay.
break. It's going to be fun. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be a fun little night. And then, obviously, I've got my show on Into the Darkness at 12 till 2 a.m. And I'm going to be live, guys. So I will be live. And I'm doing a version of Green Halloween that allows me to play all my songs that I really like.
Okay, so the ones with the swear words that you can play after midnight?
They might be there.
Okay.
So obviously the first hour is a little bit of calypso, reggae, soca. What I typically play in my first hour, I really love that. And then in my second hour, I got it all, but it's all Irish for hour two. And it's got everything. It's got Horse Outside. It's got the ska, the raw,
the two Johnnies.
Yeah, the two Johnnies. Everybody's in there. Got a lot of these bands in here as well, but just the more aggressive songs.
Okay. And then what's happening after at 3 o'clock in the morning?
So 2 o'clock in the morning, I finish up and I head to the house and I pick you up around 2:30, and then we're gonna go pick up some friends. We're gonna jump in the car. Well, we're gonna be in the car. They're gonna jump in the car with us, and we're gonna drive straight through the night to Boston, which is, just for folks, that is two Red Bulls or one Large Monster,
right,
is what it is.
Well,
to
you're
get.
Not driving.
Well, I'm going to drive for a bit because
I'll
be a little
jacked
up. You're
going to drive us over the border because it's your vehicle.
Well, I'm also going to be a little jacked up at that point, right? So, on
you're going to have to sleep at some point.
I will. And then we'll switch drivers at some point, and then we'll head on down to Boston. We're shipping up to Boston, as they say.
And we're meeting other friends that are going to be there already for breakfast, and then we're going to explore Boston for the weekend.
We're going on a haunted pub crawl.
Yes, we are.
So that's going to be cool. I've never done that in Boston. We've gone to a few different Irish pubs in Boston. There's some great. There's the... what's the trail there?
Freedom Trail.
The Freedom Trail is there, which is really cool.
It's a great memorial to the Holocaust.
Yeah, and then there is Faneuil Hall. There's Red Sox Stadium. There's just so much.
Fantastic.
We're actually staying in South Boston, which is a very Irish area of Boston. Not that Boston's not Irish, but it's a very predominantly Irish area. And we're going to wake up on Sunday morning and watch the St. Patrick's Day parade walk right past our door.
Great. So I don't have to go outside. Maybe. We'll see what the weather's like.
Yeah, we'll see. But it literally goes right down past our hotel. So we're going to do that. And then on Sunday, we're actually going to see the band we're about to play.
Right. I was going to see if you were going to make that a segue.
I am. Okay. So we're going to go see Chasing Abby, which is a fantastic Irish band. What I really like about them is they've really incorporated, and they've changed a lot too. So they used to be a lot more poppy and top 40 and dance stuff, but they've now started to kick back in. And I think it has a lot, in personally opinion, I think it has a lot to do with some of the other Irish bands that are out recently that have really incorporated Irish lyrics into their songs. So these guys here have now really taken on a real cool persona of really good Celtic Irish music, in my opinion. So this next song is in Irish.
All right, well, let's hear it then.
And it's a lot of fun. So here we go.
They stay beneath the shadows. Your way of life erodes. They send you to the gallows. All that remains is your soul. And it's hard to shake. It's a deep-rooted thing. We only express it when we dance or we sing. It's like a cursed generational pain. Togan changa, togan talab. Scrace and cult, the scrace. The daily calling the cuss. Turns all like the dust. And those who oppose a cuss. Even the whore. Togan changa, togan talab. Scrace and cult, the scrace. The daily calling the cuss. Turns all like the dust. And those who oppose a cuss. Even the whore. I'll be the door. Does she hear it? Guilty of all the bad deeds. Still it hits different when I see history unfold and repeat. It's hard to shake, it's a deep-rooted thing. We only express it when we dance or we sing. It's like a cursed generational thing. Toga changa, toga talab. Scrace and cult, the scrace. Turns all like the dust, and those who oppose the cush, even the whore. Togan changa, togan talab. Scrace and cult, the scrace. Not that any calling the cuss. Turns all like the dust, and those who oppose the cush, even the whore. I'll be the door, does she hear it?
that is.
I like that one. I could dance to that. You'll tell me not to because I'm a bad dancer. But
No, I'm not going to tell you. We're going to have a good time. We're going to be on the dance floor doing some jigs.
Okay.
We're going to have a great old time. I've been watching some really cool videos of these guys. I think it's their first North American tour from what I'm gathering. And it looks like they stop the show and literally just have people come up and start doing Irish dancing right in the middle with everybody. Like they just get it going on. It becomes like a kitchen party, like Kaylee. So, I've been watching all their videos, kind of just getting hyped for the whole event. And they just came out with some new songs and stuff. So, I'm really, really excited for it. And I can't wait. I'm super excited to go.
Are you excited, Tara?
I am, because the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Boston, I think, is the biggest parade in North America, if not one of. It's going to be huge. I'm so excited to just be waving my flag and hanging out.
I'm going to listen back to this and see how many times you said so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm going to use the counter.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
So what does or how is St. Patrick's Day celebrated in Ireland versus how it is celebrated in North America?
Okay. So in all honesty, I haven't been to St. Patrick's Day in Ireland in many, many years. I was there as a child. So for us, it was like a dress up, go out, have a good time, go to dinner, be with family and friends. If I'm being honest, it's really a Catholic day.
Okay.
The Protestants have their day in July. They have their march in July. It's a Catholic parade in Ireland.
Really?
St. Patrick's Day is what's St. Patrick. He was a Catholic. He wasn't Catholic. He was brought to Ireland and, he is Catholic, but he wasn't Irish. Originally, he was brought to Ireland to get all the snakes out of Ireland, right? So, I was looking up some stats because I thought you might ask me this. So in the Republic of Ireland, 68.1% are Catholics, 4.2% are Protestants. In the South. That's the South of Ireland.
The Republic is South.
The Republic is the South.
Okay.
Eastern Orthodox, 2%, and then other Christians, 0.7%. And then no religion, 14%. Islam, 1.6.
Okay. Doesn't matter. We're into pennies.
Right? Yeah.
So predominantly Catholic is what you're saying.
So the major religions literally are Catholic, Protestant, and from what I understand, it was the other one was, Presbyterian.
Okay.
So, and that was it. But the parade is typically...
It's a Catholic parade.
It's a Catholic parade, for sure.
Now, North America has made it a lot, predominantly about just drinking and partying. And wasn't it more a religious holiday? Like you were saying, you would get together with family and your good Sunday best clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. You had a dinner and you went out and it was great.
Right. And unfortunately, and I don't know fortunately or unfortunately, but North America has definitely just made it a stereotypical Irish drinking day. And I would like to proudly share with everyone that every single person who meets you says, you must be a drunk because you're an Irishman, which number one is offensive. And number two, you don't drink at all.
I know.
And so it is a fallacy that every single Irish person is a drunk.
So
I'm going to stand on my soapbox and say that is offensive.
Yeah. And let's be honest, I don't care. It doesn't offend me. It's just like,
I know, but we're not allowed to paint brushes on other things. So
yeah, no, but for me, it's just like, you don't know me.
Right.
Right. So if you did know me, you'd know you don't want to put alcohol on this fire.
Oh, you do not need to pour alcohol on that.
Yeah. So I'm not worried in the least about it. So
I'm mildly offended.
Yeah. You can be offended for me. So, what we're going to do? We're going to play a lovely song by Van Morrison. We're going to play Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know.
We could slush.
We could. And I love me a little Van Morrison. And I'm going to play this one just because it's a song I grew up with my whole childhood. So here we go. A little Van Morrison for us.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing. Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl,
And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la la dee da, la dee da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing?
That
is an absolute classic. I love that one.
Of course it is. It's fantastic.
So I have one more question for you, and we're going to keep this one quicker because let's squish in some more music.
All right.
But everyone is talking about Dairy Girls.
Which is funny because the show's been out since 2018, but okay.
Okay, well, it had its surgence.
Yeah. It got really popular, I think, when we had the pandemic.
Probably.
Everybody was binge-watching shows, and of course, what a great show to binge-watch. Dairy Girls is fantastic.
Okay, well, what I want to ask you is how accurate is it?
So, a lot of it is very accurate. The nuns, the all-girls school, all-boys school. It's weird because they have a boy in the all-girls school, but he's meant to be a cousin from England and stuff, staying with the family. So it's kind of funny. But I mean, the actresses are fantastic in the show. But what's really interesting is only one of them is actually from Derry.
Okay. And so did they learn their accents?
No, they're all Irish.
Oh, okay.
So for a show called Dairy Girls, you would think they'd be all from Derry. No, they're not. Only one of them's from Derry. I mean, I just watched a presentation. There was one of the girls from the show called Sorsha, and she's my favorite on the show. She's the sweetie pie. She actually was talking that she was actually working over in England when she got the call for the show, and she got fired basically the day of the taping.
Oh, okay.
And so she was like, literally, she just had gotten fired, and then she got this job offer to do this job.
One door opens.
Yeah, it was so fun. Her story about it is really, really good. But the whole show is fantastic, and it takes you right up to when the president at the time in the 90s, what's his name?
I don't know.
Bill Clinton and his wife come to the U.S. or come to Derry.
Okay.
And there's a whole thing behind it. It's amazing.
It is accurate.
Yeah. And just the stuff about, you know, a little IRA guy getting in the trunk of their car and trying to get over the border and all sorts of funny stuff. Like Derry is a border town to the south.
Okay.
And it is a very, very funny show.
We are going there for my first time this October.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to visit Ireland, your homeland.
Yeah.
Let's get some more music in. So what else do you have queued up?
I've got a great song by a great band called, the band's called Bewitched.
Okay.
They are Ireland's version of Spice Girls, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all-girl band formed in Dublin in 97, two sisters and then just two friends. And this was their biggest hit, I think, in my opinion. It's called C'est la vie, a huge song.
Didn't the Spice Girls sing a song called C'est la vie as well?
Yeah, not like this, they did.
All right, let's hear this
one. So here we go. This is the song.
Some people say I look like me dad.
What? Are you serious?
I get down from a treehouse sitting in the sky. I wanna know just what I do. Is it very big? Is there room for two? I got a house with the windows and doors. I'll show you mine, show me yours.
Gotta let me in. Hey, 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 let the fun begin. Hey, I'm a wolf today. Hey, 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 I'll huff, I'll huff, I'll huff, I'll huff, I'll huff, I'll huff. Go away.
The Spice Girls.
I did think that was the Spice Girls because I said, didn't they sing a song called C'est la vie?
And then that was the song. Oh, is it? No, I don't think that's the same song.
But I literally have different songs. I thought that was the Spice Girls.
No, but they're good, eh?
Yeah, they're good.
They're a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun. So I'm going to ask you a question. What does St. Patrick's Day mean to you? Like, you grew up in Canada, but you have an Irish-Scottish family.
Right. My earliest memories of St. Patrick's Day, like anything, would just be it was the day that you went to public school in Wargreen. Because it was green themed day, because sure. It was St. Patrick's Day.
Green Halloween, yeah.
I do have a grandfather that was from Ireland, and I remember things like having a shillelagh in the basement.
I now have that shillelagh. It was gifted in to me.
I don't know if it was gifted more than you took it. However,
it was
we do
there,
still
it was
have
on
it.
The counter. I have it.
Yeah, you took it out of my office. And that was always hanging in my parents' basement. Mm-hmm. And so I have, you know, listening to the Irish Rovers a little bit in my very vague memories of that side of the family's grandparents.
Yeah.
And so that was some music in the background. And yeah, my heritage is Irish and Scottish. And then obviously I'm married into a very Irish family.
100%.
And so now it's a bigger deal, particularly given that it rolls into your birthday. So we always try and make it a nice celebration. And I do appreciate that I've learned a lot more about the real meaning of it versus what North America has done to it.
Yeah.
We're not drinkers, so we don't go to bars and drink green beer all night because we don't do that any time. But yeah, it's not what it means to me, really, is just understanding and learning about the real meaning behind it and the heritage. And I'm, like I said, very excited to go there because literally my entire life I heard about Ireland and I think my parents wanted to go, my dad wanted to go, and his dad was born there. I've never been. And now I'm going to be the one who actually gets to go.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. It's for me, it's how can I put it into words?
I don't know. I am struggling with words today,
guys, so it's crazy. But I'm excited for you to go to Ireland and kind of see where I grew up and the whole family.
Oh, I'm excited to see that for sure as well. The funny thing I'll say is, as soon as you're in a room with Irish people or you've been in Ireland, you immediately get your accent back.
Yeah.
So I remember specifically you and Kieran being in Ireland and talking to you on the phone. And I was like, who is this? Why is he? I say that a lot of the sentences end with an upward lilt.
It does.
So I'll say, you know, what'd you have for dinner? And you're like, are we soup? And it's like, it's always up at the end, like soup. And what'd you do for the day? Went for a walk. And I'm like, why is that happening now? You've only been in Ireland a week, and it comes right back to you.
Yeah, and it's funny because a lot of the guys that actually play hurling and football with me, they all still have their accents, but they came here much later in life.
Right.
So they literally are... they have their whole Irish accent. Let's get to another song. We're going to play the Two Johnnies. We talked about them. We do like the Two Johnnies. We love the Two Johnnies. They have some songs that have some swearing. This one does not. And it's a funny little ditty. It's called St. Patrick Drives a Honda Civic.
All right, let's hear it.
So we'll get this on for you. And maybe we'll get a few seconds to come back and chat.
St. Patrick came to Ireland in the 5th century. He went for a stroll, had a chicken roll on O'Connell Street.
He rounded up all the snakes from Belfast, Cork and Kerry. Drove them down to Rosslare town and stuck them on a P&O ferry.
The Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost, well there's one thing he loved the most. St. Patrick drove a Honda Civic. He put the
his 99 blue Civic.
Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy. Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy.
He met the brown bowl at Cooley and hurled a match with Coo Cullen. He invented the snack box and taught the drums to Larry Mullen.
St. Patrick had a cousin in New York. He was a block layer. J1 and taught them all a few players. He invented jiving, had a John Deere,
did the first cut of silage and went on the beer.
St. Patrick drove a Honda Civic. He put the boot down
and coming into Westport said there's some snakes round this town.
He blessed every inch of Ireland and all the people in it
and drove out the snakes with no brakes in his 99 blue Civic.
Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy. Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy.
She was 1.4, had 3 doors.
Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy.
She had 18 inch wheels and no NCT.
Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy.
She had 3.5 million miles on the clock.
Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy.
And more the bollocks out of them shocks.
Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy.
Those snakes, he didn't catch them all.
There's still a few above in the doll. St. Patrick drove a Honda Civic. He put the boot down.
And coming into Westport said there's some snakes round this town.
He blessed every inch of Ireland and all the people in it.
And drove out the snakes with no brakes in his 99 blue Civic.
Go Paddy, go Paddy, go Paddy.
What do you think of that song?
Oh, you know I like anything the Two Johnnies. When we're in Ireland, I really hope they're playing because I'd love to go to their concert.
Well, we're going to go see a hurling match because it is the finals being around that time. So we're going to do a lot of stuff that's just around that. And Halloween is then
as well. I don't know that I signed up to go to a hurling match in Ireland.
You did.
I didn't.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for indulging me with Green Halloween today.
That's okay. What are you wearing tomorrow night?
Something that says Ireland on it for sure.
Sure you will be.
I even bought green shoes to make sure I did.
Just an excuse to buy new shoes.
I know. But anyway, guys, enjoy your weekend.
Happy and safe celebrations.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with lots of antics and nonsense from our trip to Boston.
We sure will.